It is the morning after IU basketball. Sadly, the Hoosiers were, well, I guess pounded would be the proper word, trailing by as many as 30 points at one time in the second half. Indiana falls to Michigan State 70-50. Joe Smith joins us live on the telephone for the postmortem. Good morning. How are you?
How we doing, Glass?
Happy
morning,
New Year.
Keith. Yeah, morning, happy Joe. New Year, fellas.
Well, we wish it would start on on a happier note. You tried to ring in the new year on a good note in Lincoln, Joe, as Indiana didn't shoot the basketball very well, didn't score it very well against the Cornhuskers. But as Dorothy once remarked, we're not in Kansas anymore. The Indiana men's basketball team found out we're not in Lincoln anymore last night. East Lansing, a different place. The Michigan State Spartans, a much different animal.
Well, short but to the point in his postgame assessment to us Monday night, this wasn't a youth thing, it was a team thing. That Tom Crean taking responsibility for it, and for it was a thorough drubbing of his ball club, 70-50 at the Breslin Center in East Lansing Monday night. The Hoosiers never got into this fight, and like we have in previous years, stated the need to answer with some semblance of physical play. All of that was absent as well on Monday evening, a complete turnaround from really what we witnessed on New Year's Eve with a solid road win in Nebraska. But this was another venue, another team, and the Hoosiers led this one for only 14 seconds early on. Down 19-4, the first 11 and a half minutes, missing 12 of its first 14 shots. The lead grew to 19 and a half and got as high as 30, 7 minutes into the second half. Tom Izzo liked a lot of what he saw, knowing full well they didn't want to start the young Big Ten season 0-2 with home court losses, and there was plenty to like with his ball club, with purpose and resolve. In the Spartans, who are now 10-5, they played, without a doubt, its best 40 minutes of the year. They were up by 19, as I mentioned, at half, but there were not going to be any second-half runs by Indiana. Two key areas were consumed by the Spartans last night, the offensive glass and really beating Indiana at its own game, and that was a transition defense. Michigan State at half had scored 22 total points in second-chance putbacks and fast break points, 12 offensive rebounds, good for 11 points. Indiana didn't have a point, and 13-2 on what they got out of Michigan State, the Hoosiers' 5 measly field goals the opening 20 minutes. Indiana, 1 of 11 from 3 and just 17% the first half. Game was over then. The hopeful run to start the second didn't come from IU. It was all Michigan State, something we'll touch on a little bit later on the morning after. It was all Michigan State Monday night in East Lansing, 70-50. Hoosiers and the home Big Ten opener and the Ohio State Buckeyes, who play tonight at Minnesota. The Buckeyes and the Hoosiers at 12 noon on ESPN on Saturday. Well, we lift off Sports Talk for 2015 tonight. It's all maroon and gold. Marty Hutzel doing a great job in his first year coaching the Cougar wrestlers, who are 14-3. They have a tournament title under their belts, and the basketball Cougs running along 9-2. Andy Hodson's Cagers looking to make it 3 in a row over Bloomington South Friday night in the 68th annual renewal of North South. Hoops and Andy Hodson wrestling Marty Hutzel tonight. We're live Sports Talk from Yogi's a little past 6.
All right, Joe, and that's kind of how it happened. 50-20, Indiana trailed at the 13-13 mark.
Yes, they did.
30-point deficit in Big Ten games. Interesting quote after the game about Hannah Perea's position being perhaps up for grabs, as he and Troy Williams were singled out by Coach Tom Crean as not being ready to play. And a very interesting quote after the game as well. This is from Alex McCarthy, who writes for Inside Indiana. Tom Crean said on Hannah Perea, "For 2 years, he didn't work very hard here at all." That's about as damning as it gets. And Indiana, you saw Tom Crean's frustration, Joe. You had a front side seat,
yep,
knocking the clipboard out at the first time out,
yep,
in Indiana. The thing that I think fans will be most frustrated with is it came to a screeching halt. Indiana didn't move. Indiana didn't cut. They stood around and watched, and they saw a freight train run right down the tracks.
Michigan State has a lot to do with that with their defense. You know, people say they were down, and this was a must-win situation for the Spartans last night. They just came out with a lot of purpose, and Indiana couldn't match them. And, you know, Hunter, you know, with this, and we've talked about it, Glass, with Hunter, is the consistency factor. We use that term a lot, and we will the rest of this year. It's a struggle with a young team or a team trying to improve.
Can't be a young team. Remember, Coach said that.
Well, put on I'm talking as not as individuals, but as a team, but to the consistency factor, and Hunter comes in and at the 18:34 mark, he's out of the ball game with his second personal
foul.
Not even
90 seconds.
And, you know, he and Troy, they shouldn't have played in the second half. Neither scored for the first time in their careers. Both blanked last night. And
Troy Williams had one rebound in 17 minutes.
Yeah, you know, so.
Tom Crean, Hannah Perea was certainly not ready to play tonight, and now he'll be in a dogfight for that position because Emmett Holt was.
Well, you know, we saw back on New Year's Eve when that happened. Emmett came in and hit back three straight buckets to give Indiana.
Oh, and then Hunter comes back in the game and gets 12 points and 10 rebounds. Isn't it nice to have two of them?
And was in the side. Well, okay, well, what did he not do last night then?
Exactly,
he didn't.
Right.
He didn't consistently perform at a level he performed at Nebraska the final 20 minutes. That's
final
what I'm trying to say.
I'm agreeing with you. The final quote from Tom Crean, he's a work in progress.
You know,
I guess I'll have to start going with that line. Those are quotes from the head coach. Indiana has Ohio State noon on Saturday, as you mentioned. And then at 8:45, too, let's talk about North and South basketball tickets for the big game coming up on Friday night as well.
Yeah, they'll go on sale at both high schools later today
through
the rest of the week. So we'll have more details with Andy Hodson. But, you know, there's no special passes. So everyone needs a ticket, and we expect a full house. It's at South on Friday night. So it ought to be another great venue. It's been a while since both teams have had excellent records. North, as I mentioned, 9-2, and South is 8-2. Both are 1-1 in Conference Indiana. Key game in that regard. And,
did North sweep them last year?
And they did sweep them
for
the first
time
in 14
last night.
Years. Yeah.
Last night on In the Zone, I thought that was the case because we
haven't done that since 1999-2000, and Andy got his first win. Remember that over JR in his battles and. And they went on, of course, to win
the
sectional.
The
so,
right?
You know, this will be the first of two this year because, well, we don't know the drawing for the sectional, but the sectional will be held at Bloomington South this year. So North getting a good feel for where they'll be defending the sectional championship come March.
All right, sounds good, Joe. We'll get caught up at 8:45, go inside the numbers, and try to find a silver lining for Saturday's game with
Ohio
State.
I'll try to find that in the next 45 minutes.
Well, you better start hurrying.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Joe Smith, the morning after IU Hoops. Not always pretty. And when things don't go well, that's what happens, Keith. It's not going to be pretty. We're not going to dress it up and tell you it is. It is the morning after IU Hoops, so that means live on the telephone this morning. Joe Smith checks in with us. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Back together again.
And
we are.
Did you get home at a decent hour last night to beat the weather? You didn't have any problems getting in, did you?
No, not really. A little slick out by the airport on the secondary roads, but
the road less traveled.
Yeah, but it was could have been worse, and thankful that we didn't get what some of the other folks got.
Yeah, no kidding. And Joe's referring to the folks north of here where bunches of schools and things are closed in Indianapolis today. And the farther north you go, the more snow they got. But we're not here to do weather. We're here to figure out whether or not Indiana's going to get back to their winning ways, Joe. After last night's 70-50 defeat in East Lansing, the next opponent in is Ohio State. And the Hoosiers will have plenty to work on today, tomorrow, Thursday, and part of Friday at practice.
Well, unlike the season opening road win on New Year's Eve out at Nebraska, there was no rallying cry Monday night. There was no protecting a lead. There was no defensive stops to secure the lead. There was little of anything for Tom Crean's Hoosiers, who were dismantled in every phase of the game. In that Monday night blowout 70-50 at the Breslin Center in East Lansing, where Michigan State now stands 20-2 against Hoosier teams through the years on its home court, and it was all MSU Monday night. Hoosiers couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. 28% on the night, 20% from three-point range. They were hammered on the boards 50-28. Big-time struggle in all of the necessary elements
chance to win a basketball game. But Coach Tom looked at those necessary intangibles that are just as important. Leadership, zilch, zero, no communication. So quiet was the mindset. It was spooky, as Coach Tom told us postgame. Michigan State parlayed strong defense right from the get-go with really the will to battle right from the opening tip, assuring Tom Izzo there was not going to be any late-game breakdowns that were factors in home court losses previously to Maryland and Texas Southern. None of that was going to happen Monday night, and it was the Spartans right from the get-go. They took that 36-17 halftime advantage and then moved out to a 30-point lead on a 14-3 run the first 6.5 minutes of the second half, and it was 50-20, and the game was completely over. The Hoosiers got no closer than 16 the rest of the night. And two game night starters, Hunter Mascara-Perea and Troy Williams, both wore the collar. Neither of them scored last night, so a hopeful answer to consistency game to game. That search begins anew for those two. James Blackman, early on, only two games in under his belt in the Big Ten. He was 1 of 14, 0 of 5 from behind the line. Only Yogi Ferrell found double figures last night, was 17, and it took 16 shots for him to get to that number. Michigan State, mentioning numbers, finished a plus 27 in fast break and second chance points and added another 30 in the paint, dismantling Indiana Monday night 70-50. It's the home Big Ten opener against the Ohio State Buckeyes. They're 1-1, and they play at Williams Arena tonight in a late game, a 9 o'clock start up there on ESPN. And, of course, that'll be the ball game and the carrier Saturday at 12 noon as the Buckeyes and the Hoosiers hook up for that one. Have some ticket information for the upcoming North-South game off the phone with J.R. Holmes earlier today. Tickets are $5, and they go on sale. Well, they're on sale right now through Friday during regular school hours at South, and plenty of tickets will be sent out to Bloomington North, and they'll go on sale in Mike Mossbrucker's athletic office starting on Wednesday morning out at Bloomington North. Mentioning North basketball, we'll have Andy Hodson on tonight to talk a little about his 9-2 Cougars, who, of course, swept Bloomington South for the first time in 14 years last year en route to winning the sectional and regional and making it to the Final Four. So basketball and Marty Hutzel, what a job he's done with the Cougar wrestlers, who are 14-3, so a little wrestling. A little basketball, maroon and gold style tonight as we lift off 2015. Sports Talk, another year, live from Yogi's, starting at 6 o'clock. FYI, the doors back to the North-South game will open at 5 o'clock on Friday night. So I'd get your tickets in advance. It's going to be just as cold Friday as it is these next couple of days, so you don't want to stand out in line waiting to get in. The doors will open at 5. The JV game starts at 6, and, of course, we'll tip it around 7:40 on Friday night, the 68th renewal between the Panthers and the Cougars.
And a big game always, and it gets us, it means basketball season's here, Joe. It's January, snowflakes are falling, and when the two city schools get together, that's a pretty exciting time. So we'll get a little preview from Coach Hodson tonight. Obviously, Chalk Talk with him and JR on Friday as well. And let's not forget this weekend, for you football fans, we will have all four NFL playoff games starting at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. We'll get you ready for Baltimore at New England. The Ravens have had good luck in Foxborough against Tom Brady. And the Patriots 2-1, I believe, in their last three trips. Yeah. That'll be followed by Carolina at Seattle. That's the late game Saturday night around 8:25. And then Sunday afternoon, we'll open up with the rematch of the 1967 Ice Bowl. It's Dallas at Green Bay, and that'll lead us right into the Colts and Broncos, Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning, for a chance at an AFC championship game. So it's the best weekend of football because you get a double header. The number one seeds are back involved with it, and it'll be exciting as we'll have it all covered for you right here on WGCL.
That's great to hear.
Pacers win last night, Joe. They avoided another late fourth quarter meltdown. They held on against Gordon Hayward and the Jazz last night, 105-101. Pacers play Golden State tomorrow night, 10:30, so the best team in the NBA. Pacers road trip, they'll be happy to get out of that one. The four-gamer And, again, not a bad one. They won in Milwaukee. They won in Utah. So Pacers making some noise here, trying to get healthy. George Hill out with a groin injury again, has missed the last three games. It just doesn't help when you don't have all your players there. Indiana's effort needs to be better on Saturday. I think we can all agree to that. And you just saw again – it's kind of like Charlie Brown in the football. Once you think we're going to finally kick one through the and let's have a little reality check here. You can't just show up and go through the motions.
No, you can't. And what could have been? You know, you and I talked about it earlier.
Could have been
this 2-0, morning, Glass. Yeah.
Cats cradle, top of the league.
Yeah. With two road games.
Oh, and your back pocket. How many win last year? I think they just won one at Northwestern, right? That was it. So, again, those are demons that
you're
trying to...
That didn't come until February.
Trying to... Exactly right. These are demons you're trying to get out of the system. And, again, it's a very stark reminder of what can happen in the Big Ten. You want to say the league stinks. You want to say the league's down. You want to say, you want to play the intransitive property game where, well, Michigan State lost at home to Texas Southern. How could you ever do that? Well, it happens. And Indiana got their doors blown out by a team that lost to Texas Southern. And so let's not worry about that. Let's worry about getting back to what makes Indiana successful, getting through the paint, knocking down shots. And, Joe, when the shots aren't going in, you got to find something else.
Well, you do.
You got to get to the basket. You got to get to the foul line. You got to do something besides jacking up contested three-pointers.
Now, and, you know, like
Plan B, where is it?
No, there was no Plan B. And, of course, Michigan State had a lot to do with that. But it was just a listless effort right from the opening tap last night. And, you know, some guys got to figure it out, Glass.
Yeah, they do.
Young or no young. And they've got to figure it out. It's tooth and toenail. It's 18 games when it's all said and done before we head to Chicago for the Big Ten tournament in March, which seems a long way off. But, you know, regardless, these are early season games, and what could have been wasn't. And you just got to start over and, you know, make sure that the home court is as strong as ever, and win them all at home, and see what else Indiana can do on the road later in the year.